Good morning, everyone. Do we start with this or are there announcements first, Steve? There's announcements. So we'll get to this in just a second. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to St. James on this absolutely winter Sunday. It feels a little bit like where I was before. I moved to London about 2.5 years ago from Saskatchewan. So this feels right. We have a number of things going on in the church today. We've got Monroe's baptism, which we are so excited about, but a few other things that I need to say thank you for. Yesterday, the Altar Guild came, a lovely group of people that helped put up the Christmas decorations. So now we're looking festive. We're almost ready for Christmas. So thank you to all who are involved in helping out in that. Also, a big thank you to those involved in the movie night yesterday. The parish hosted a free movie night for children to come and watch a couple of movies while their parents might have gone off and done some shopping for some reason. So it was a great success, and we look forward to doing that again. So thank you for all involved in that. I think Paul has an announcement. He's making his way up. And the other announcement that I've got while he's making his way to the microphone is on Tuesday this week, we'll have our last of the Advent candlelit services at 7 p.m. It's a beautiful, beautiful service with candles all over the sanctuary. It is calm and still and peaceful and just the thing that's needed in these busy, busy times.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. If you don't know me, my name is Paul Grambo, and among other things, I sit over there, and plus I'm the artistic director of London Pro Musica Choir. I have two announcements this morning. The first is this afternoon, 4 p.m., Brass Roots is putting on their annual Christmas celebration. They'll be here, the choir will be here, Steve Hollowitz will be everywhere. It'll be a wonderful show, 4 p.m. today. And tomorrow evening is the annual London Pro Musica Messiah performance. It promises to be a fantastic one. We did a run of it yesterday up in St. Mary's, and it is a spectacular performance. So tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m., tickets are going quite quickly, so you may want to get yours online. Thank you.
The other thing to draw your attention to is next Sunday at 4 p.m. is our parish's carols and lessons service. It's one of my favorite services of the year. We'll have candles in the sanctuary, and we use a projector to put a star field across the top of the sanctuary. It is absolutely beautiful. If you can, come at 4 o'clock on next Sunday for the carols and lessons service. So I think that's all of our announcements. I'm sure there's more, like pick up your Christmas envelopes and letters in the vestry. If you need gift cards, we're selling them. All of those sorts of things that always happen are still happening. But let's take a moment now and enter into a space of worship. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
From a circle of green, where a tiny flame glows, brightening the dark and unknown world, Holy One, Holy One. of a circle of green, where a tiny flame glows, brightening the dark and unknown world. Holy One, Holy One,
Holy One, Holy One.
As you fill us with joy, with your love ever flowing, all creation praises your name.
All creation praises. All creation praises. All creation praises your name.
Light one candle for joy.
Because the world is broken and the wait is long, but our joy cannot be contained.
Like a toddler, toppling thrones of power with a gleeful swipe, joy pierces our silence with song, interrupts our sighing with laughter, unshackles our fumbling feet to dance.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
So we light one candle, because it only takes one. Christ with us. Amen.
With joyful hearts we watch and pray, awaiting you, the life, the way. And in us make a dwelling place to meet the wonder of your grace.
With joyful hearts we watch and pray, awaiting you, the life, the way. And in us make a
Let us pray. God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory to the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help. For their hope is in the Lord their God,
who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever,
who gives justice to those who are oppressed, food to those who hunger, and sets the prisoners free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord is of those who are bowed down and loves the righteous.
The Lord cares for the stranger and sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations.
Come now, O God of joy, we are your people. Pour out your Spirit, that we be one body.
With you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, The dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So some Advents feel like they take a long time, especially when you're young and you're taking the little Advent decorations off or opening your Advent calendar and getting chocolate day by day. Some years, it feels like it takes a long time. This year is not one of those years. Somehow, we're already at the third Sunday of Advent. Christmas is just around the corner, and I get to stand up here in my fun rose vestments. They're rose because Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus didn't pink from the dead. Yeah. That's right. They're a symbol of lightness and joy. They're a symbol of expectation and hope in the world to come. And some years that hope is a little bit more difficult to come by than others. I have to admit, I was surprised at how quickly Advent 3 came on us. And it's good that surprises still exist in the world. It's good that we can be surprised. Sometimes we're surprised by wonderful things that are positive and happy and great, and sometimes we're surprised by things that aren't going the way that we want them to or expect them to. I've got to say, the second reading that we had today, the reading with John the Baptist in it, I find incredibly helpful. Because John the Baptist was this incredible figure. He was preaching out in the Judean desert side. All of Jerusalem was coming out to see what was going on. He baptized Jesus, and when he baptized Jesus, the heavens opened and a dove came down, and there was a voice from heaven that said, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This was the same John the Baptist who then writes, "Are you the Messiah, or am I supposed to wait for another one?" Same dude. If I had signs from heaven about making sure that my car gets in to get the oil changed, I pretty much wouldn't worry about, is that the right sign? Is this the right dude? But here's John the Baptist, who had all of these incredible revelations, all of these spiritual experiences, the guy that you would think of as your holiest of holy. Jesus even says, among women, no one is greater than John the Baptist. And even he needs to write to Jesus and say, what's going on? Are you the guy that I'm waiting for, or should I wait for another? I think there's such hope in that for the real human condition. We look at the world around us today, and there's not as many opportunities for hope as we wish there was. It's been a tough year. There's been a lot of snow. There's been a number of things that just drag on us and get us down. And even I, looking out of the vestry this morning at the snow falling down, went, oh, that sucks. The world is a tough place. But I take hope from the fact that in the midst of it, we can find these small moments of joy. If you think in your life, joy is there. There are small things that are going on that are okay. Some of you might have no problem picking that out. Got the promotion at work, passed your exams, whatever it is. You can see that and feel good about it. For others, it might be harder to find. It might be buried deep. But the church gives us permission to pause in the midst of our getting ready, the midst of our busyness, to celebrate that joy is present, that even though God sometimes feels distant, is still doing incredible things. Today, just after I finish talking, we are going to do an incredible thing for Monroe. We are going to baptize him. Now, for those watching from the outside, it looks like I just sprinkle water on him with an old shell and we have a party afterwards. Yay, good job. But in the midst of it, with our spiritual eyes, we see that something truly profound and special is happening in this moment. These promises made on Monroe's behalf unites him to a body of Christ, to a community that is there for him, as it is there for each and every one of us. One of the greatest gifts that God gives us is each other. There is no place on earth that will try your patience more than a church. But that is also a good thing, because in it we encounter each other, and in it we are supported by the community that can recognize gifts that we don't even see yet. A church at its best supports one another, encourages one another, provides opportunity for people to share their gifts in ways that uplift them and give them joy. And when we're all giving out of that joy, we experience God's presence in this world in a unique and special way. Well, it might be tempting to look around and say, God, what are we waiting for? The answer is that God's presence among us continues to do amazing and beautiful things. It's with great joy that I get to invite the candidates for holy baptism to come forward so that we can see with our eyes an outward and physical act of an inward and spiritual grace. Amen. And so with that, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. And so, parents and sponsors, together you read the line under parents and sponsors. Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is nurtured in the faith and life of the Christian community? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus and accept him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Now, this is a question for everyone. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in Christ?
We will.
I'm not even going to make you redo that. That was pretty good. Good job. Let us now pray for Monroe, who is about to receive the sacrament of new birth. But I think there's a person who does the prayers. Coming.
Let us now pray for Monroe, who is to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open his heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill him with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord,
Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send him into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring him to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection, and look for him to come again in glory. We pray also for those members of our parish family in need at this time, and others for whom your prayers may also be desired. Joan, Charles, Rowan, Steve, Amy and family, Mikhail and Samantha, Brian, Cheryl, the Guy family, Rose, Terry, Solomon and family, Beverly, Mary. May God grant all these prayers through the saving power of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved at the beginning of creation. Through water, you led your children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt to the land of promise. In water, your Son, Jesus Christ, received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it, we are buried with Christ in his death. By it, we share in his resurrection. Through it, we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water by the power of your Holy Spirit, that all those who are here cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Now let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
He descended to death. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all peoples and respect the dignity of every human being? Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth? Well, it's time for me to take Monroe. Hey, Vlad. Sorry. And if the kids want to gather around closer, you can too. What's this? Monroe, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, yeah. I sign you with the cross and mark you as Christ's own forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon this, your servant, the forgiveness of sin, and have raised him to the new life of grace. Sustain him, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give him an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage and will to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Receive the light of Christ to show that you have passed from darkness into light. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And now let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God, confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And now's a really good time to clap for Monroe. Let us share the peace with one another. Oh, you did great. Let us pray. God of hope, renew in us the joy of your salvation and make us a living sacrifice to you for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in power and great triumph to judge this world, that we, without shame or fear, may rejoice to hold his appearing. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, and calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new. And bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Merciful God, may this Eucharist free us from our sins and fill us with unending joy and prepare us for the birthday of our Savior. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.